I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times, just back from the Sundance Film Festival. And John, it was a pretty busy festival this year in terms of business, right?
Unbelievable. And it wasn't just the volume of the deals. There were a number of movies that sold, but the average minimum guarantee or sales price was incredibly high. There were some deals for $10 million, many deals for multiple millions of dollars. And this follows, a year ago when a lot of the big ticket deals didn't necessarily pan out.
For example, Fox Searchlight, well, they had a mixed bag last year. They bought The Sessions, for which they paid about $6 million. It didn't gross that much at the box office. You know, they'll probably come out okay with other markets. But they also bought Beasts of the Southern Wild, which they paid nothing for, and it turned out to be a hit movie and an Oscar nominee.
And I think the question about this year's festival is so many movies sold, it's just mathematically impossible that they're all going to work unless they take off on those alternative distribution platforms like video on demand. If people find these movies on iTunes or Amazon Instant Video or wherever people look for movies nowadays, it could work. But in terms of the theatrical marketplace, it's very hard to make the argument that all of these movies are going to be a hit with moviegoers.
Well, and some of these movies clearly are destined for theaters. For example, let's talk about The Way, Way Back, for which Fox Searchlight paid $10 million.
Yeah, that's a huge minimum guarantee or sales price. It's right up there with what Searchlight paid for Little Miss Sunshine. This is a movie by Nat Faxon and Jim Rash, who were co-screenwriters on The Descendants, Alexander Payne's movie, directorial debut. It's about a 14-year-old boy who goes to spend a kind of troubled summer at the beach with his mom and potential stepdad, played by Steve Carell. The mom is played by Toni Collette, and he ends up striking up a friendship with the owner of a local kind of rundown water park, played by Sam Rockwell. It's a very good movie. It played incredibly well, but $10 million for a kind of an art house comedy seems to be a lot of money. And the real question is, a movie that plays well in Sundance among festival goers, will it play just as well in Dallas and San Francisco and Toronto?
Well, we'll see if Fox Searchlight can work that out. Some of the other deals, let's go through quickly. Austin Land is one that actually intrigued me. Sony acquired that one. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Austin Land is a Stephenie Meyer of Twilight fame produced and financed movie, and it's a great conceit. It is about a modern day woman or a group of women who are obsessed with Jane Austen. So just as middle-aged men have fantasy baseball camp where they go off and play with the Dodgers, these women get to dress up in period costume and go spend some time in London. And the twist of the movie, which is very clever, is whether or not the actors who are playing other Jane Austen characters are truly falling in love with these modern women, or if that's part of the act as well. In other words, when they say, you know, I play this character, but I really am in love with you, is that authentic or is it scripted? It was a tricky movie for a lot of people to figure out in terms of whether or not they wanted to buy it. Sony Classics, which is not in the business of laying out a lot of money, will distribute the film domestically, and Sony's acquisitions groups will take over the world. So they paid a lot of money for the movie. Again, if everybody who loves Jane Austen or is obsessed with Jane Austen goes to this movie, they're going to have a hit on their hands.
And of course, we're not sure when these movies will come out, but as a lover of Jane Austen, I will go see Austin Land, the movie, although I don't know that I'd be ready to go to Austin Land, the attraction. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.